Today is Monday, August 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'll be upfront and honest about this. I'm pre-recording both Monday's and Tuesday's show because Monday is my pre-birthday day, and Tuesday is my birthday day. And we're going to go out to eat on Monday night, and then Tuesday is going to be Adam Day. And so I just want to, and Adam Day is just do whatever Adam wants to do day. So I took off work Monday and Tuesday. And like I said, so Monday I'm actually going, because I changed my name, I'm going to actually go and at least do one of the government-y things that I need to do. So I need to change the name on my Social Security card. And I also need to change my name on my driver's license. I also need to change my name on my passport, but that's going to be a huge process because I'm basically going to have to go and apply for a new passport. And I don't think I'm going to do that on Monday because we don't have any trips coming up anytime soon that are international. So I should be okay with that. But driver's license and Social Security card are the first two things that need to be done. So I'm probably going to pick one of those things to do on Monday. So I'm going to do that on Monday. But we'll go over the weekend a little bit. I am recording this on a Sunday, so not everything has happened. But we will cover what we can. And then, these may be a little bit shorter so I can squeeze in two episodes because I'm going to record two episodes. But so first of all, so Friday, so I recorded on Friday and then we did not have the mix or mix minus after on Friday night. And so Mark and I just had the evening to ourselves. So it was pretty, pretty boring. I cooked, and I'm trying to think what I cooked because I've been trying to stay on my diet. Oh, it wasn't really much of a diet, but I thought, well, at the very, I'm trying to ease back into Weight Watchers. And so I thought, well, the one way I'll do that is I won't allow myself to do fast food during the week. It's not exactly Weight Watchers because I'm still snacking more than I should, and I'm still probably using too much cheese and bread and other things in what I'm cooking, but I'm slowly kind of easing my way back into a more, a more productive diet, we'll say. So I had ground turkey, and I don't want to do the normal things that I would do. Like I normally will make chili or I'll make lately it's been lettuce wraps. I found a really good lettuce wrap recipe that I like, or I don't know. I'll take an adobo recipe, and use ground beef or ground turkey instead of chicken thighs or whatever you would normally use. But I thought, oh, no. Or there's this other thing that's Filipino called ganiling. But I wasn't really in the mood to do that either. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to make patty melts. And so we didn't have the kind of bread. I really wanted Texas toast. I know that's not on my diet. But again, I'm just trying not to go to fast food places during the week. Or restaurants at all. I'm trying to cook at home because I figure that's going to be lower calorie overall, even if it's just a little bit lower calorie. And so so we went for our walk like we normally do. I recorded the episode. I did mention this, actually. We had a power outage. So there was nothing we could do during the power outage. And it's been really hot in the afternoons here. It's been like 93, 94 degrees. And I know Portland and some other places have had some 114 degree temperatures during the summer, but 90s is still hot. And so we don't like to walk until a little bit later. Plus for whatever reason, it's been humid here recently as well. And so we, you know, the power went out. I couldn't record. There was, you know, we didn't really have anything planned. I guess we could have played a game or something, but we decided I had, so MasterChef, the Australia that we've been watching, we had recently started season 10. It's so weird. We're going backwards instead of forwards. And for whatever reason, MasterChef in Australia loves to show who their previous winners were. And so every time we watch another season, we're getting information about who won the previous season. They're like, oh, here comes the winner from the last season. Or guess what? Your mentors are going to be the winners from all of the last 8 seasons. Or I don't know. I guess they don't expect people to be watching it in reverse. So it's a little annoying. But anyway, so we're watching season 10 now. So, but I had downloaded those off of the internet because, you know, we don't have Australia MasterChef here. There's no way to get it. And since it's another country, I don't even think it's illegal to download those because, I mean, it would be Australian laws and I'm in the U.S. So, you know. But anyway, we had downloaded them. I had them on my laptop, but we have a Plex server, which I'm not going to go into detail about, but it's a media server and we have apps on our TVs. So normally we will watch it using that. And I had uploaded them to the media server, but I also had them on my laptop. So we set the laptop on the coffee table and watched an episode of MasterChef Australia. And by the time we were done, the power came back on. So then we went for our walk and we stopped at the grocery store on the way back and I got Texas toast. I never thought of this, but the bread, they actually call the bread Texas toast, even though it's not toast. It's just thick cut white bread, but they call it Texas toast. I've never really thought about that before. So then I made really thin patties out of the turkey and I had some white American cheese. I had some avocado, some holy guacamole avocado that comes in little containers. I find that to be easier than buying like an actual avocado because it's so hard to find one that's ripe. It's such a gamble. It's whether they're going to be black on the inside or whether they're going to be just right or they're not ripe enough. It's like a fine line and it's hard for me to tell. But this holy guacamole, they package avocado with no seasonings. And I find that to be incredibly useful if you're going to mush it up anyway. So I did that. I made some caramelized onions with balsamic vinegar. And then I put the cheese, the onions, the avocado, a little bit of mayonnaise and on the Texas toast. And then I put I put mayonnaise on each side of the Texas toast and I toasted them. So I made like a little melt. And they were okay. I think they were, I don't know. I didn't love them, but I didn't hate them. They were just okay. And then I didn't want to make French fries because, again, I'm trying to watch my calories. But we did have some potatoes I needed to use. And so I made roasted potatoes with the potatoes in the air fryer. And they were, again, okay. And then, you know, we just kind of watched TV Friday night and just kind of had a relaxing evening. And then on Saturday, I got breakfast, we watched a little TV, and then we're looking for art for our mantle over our fireplace, but we're having trouble finding anything. So we went to a couple of shops and we did our walk, and I needed milk because I wanted to use, I had a pie crust in the freezer and I thought, oh, that's gotta be going bad. It's been there for months and months and months. And I thought, well, on my birthday weekend, I'm gonna make myself a chocolate pie because that's my favorite pie. My grandma used to make it. Now she's no longer with us. And so, and I wanted to try it with my newly found ability to make an Italian meringue. And so, but I needed milk. And so we stopped at the store and got milk and then went home. And I'll have to continue this on the next episode. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.